RNIB at Glastonbury 2017.
RNIB at Glastonbury 2017. One thing that's crucial for any large music festival is enthusiasm. Everyone needs the enthusiasm to get here, to get set up, and of course to see all the bands. And I'm speaking to a man now, an RNIB brand ambassador who brings nothing but enthusiasm. Tom James, a brand ambassador for RNIB. Tom, how are you doing today?
I'm doing brilliantly, hot, sweaty and happy and just beaming to be here.
Now, it was a long, arduous journey, as many revelers feel when they make their way to a music festival. How did you manage to keep your enthusiasm up? Tell us about the train delays and everything that took to get here.
Well, we had about 9 hours of train delays from London, but we decided to all meet up and stick together. And we just all sat round, kept hydrated. And we were just talking about who we're looking forward to see. We were making jokes about how hot and sweaty we were. And we were just thinking about how great it's going to be here. Spread the word about looking after your eye health. And also having a giggle at the karaoke that's going to unfold over the next few days.
Now, we'll get back to the RNIB karaoke in just a second. But Tom, this year is unbelievably warm, even for Glastonbury standards. It is officially the hottest year for setting up. How do you think all the revelers are going to take to this? How do you think all the market vendors are going to feel setting up today before anyone arrives?
Well, we've been having a little walk around this morning and the market vendors are just like us, very hot and sweaty, especially those guys working in the kitchen. I think the revelers are going to enjoy it a lot because, let's be honest, it's better than the rain and the mud. And the great thing is, dotted around the place, there are loads of taps for free water, so everyone can still keep hydrated. And in fact, we saw a steward walking around earlier, spraying people's face with mist, offering water, and handing out sun cream. So just make sure you keep on top of that as well.
So Glastonbury are looking after the revelers. Now, Tom, you are in a very exceptional position this year. You are an RNIB brand ambassador, and as such, you have got to come on site earlier than most music revelers. For the people listening at home, can you describe this amazing setting that we're in just now?
Well, right about now, we are standing right in front of the pyramid stage and everything is in full swing. Speakers are going up, the big televisions are being prepared, there are just trucks and forklifts everywhere. There are people all walking around, so many people working, all doing their individual thing to get this place set up. And it's truly wonderful to see this monumentous event spring into life.
RNIB this year are encouraging music revelers to look after their site. And as such, RNIB this year have a hashtag #ITestKaraoke. Have you had a go of the karaoke yourself, Tom?
Oh, yes, I've had a good go of the karaoke and it is hilarious. Please pop down, learn about how to look after your eyesight whilst having a right giggle, and bring your mates along as well. The more the merrier.
Now, RNIB are looking to really educate these music revelers attending Glastonbury 2017 on the best ways to look after their eyesight, Tom. What is one of the important messages RNIB want to get across?
Well, the most important message to me that I can think of is the most easiest, and that is just to go get your eyes tested every 2 years, because 50% of eye conditions can be prevented, and a great way to do this is by an eye test. If you're not aware of this, sometimes your employer can pay for it. There are forever free coupons to go get your eyes tested, and you might even qualify for a free one. So go online, do your research and see if you can have it that way.
Absolutely fantastic. Tom James, RNIB brand ambassador, thank you so much for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio today.
Goodbye, everyone. And if you're at the festival, have a brilliant time.
RNIB at Glastonbury 2017, encouraging music lovers to look after their eyesight.
From RNIB, the UK's leading sight loss charity. This is RNIB Connect Radio.
RNIB at Glastonbury 2017. And I'm standing now with Liam McGurk. Now, Liam, you are registered blind. Is that right?
I'm actually registered partially sighted.
And what is your eye condition?
Well, it's a condition which is X-linked. It's passed down by my mother, or carried by my mother. It's X-linked retinoscosis, which only affects the boys in the gene passed down, but the women are the carriers.
So at the moment, Liam, you are wandering around the Glastonbury fields before they've really let the masses of crowds in. Can you let us know why you're doing that?
Well, first reason is because I was here last year. I'm helping a friend of mine run a stall, and it was so muddy I didn't really get further than the actual point where we were based, which is in the field of Avalon. But this year, there's a few bands that I want to see, which are much further afield than I've ever come before here. So there's not many people around now. It's nice daytime. So I'm just trying to navigate the quickest way from one stage to the other so that I could do that later without getting myself in a tangle. And that's something I would do anyway in day-to-day life if I had to do something that I was a bit unsure of, or roads I was unaware of. I would kind of do a dummy run, and sometimes this can be quite time consuming, but it just comes naturally for me. It's what I do, it's the way I sort of handle things, you know.
And how have you found the accessibility features here at Glastonbury?
I haven't noticed any, but I'm sure there are, but I've never took advantage of them. However, as I was walking around just a few moments ago, I remembered that last year, in the area that I am, which is, again, the field of Avalon, there's lots of one-way systems in place, particularly at night time, because there's a southeast corner there that gets really busy at night time because the all-night sort of clubbing thing happens there. And even just to get us from one area to the next area, which is relatively close, I noticed last year that there were signs or notices saying that beforehand, apparently now I remember this, that you can register your disability, and if you've registered that, then you get access to go from A to B without having to go around the houses. You can kind of get the shortcuts. But I just remembered that a minute ago because I should have done that for this year.
Is that something you'd maybe look to do next year then?
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Now, you have mentioned it before. I get the impression you're an avid festival goer. How many times have you been to Glastonbury?
Probably about 10 times, no, maybe seven times. But last year was the first time I've come. It was probably in about 15 years. First time I come was in 1989. And my only memory of that was camping at the top of the hill of the pyramid stage, way at the back, and not going anywhere and doing anything else for the whole weekend. Because I know there were other stages there, but nothing compared to what there is now. So most people, either there was the people who would kind of stay in the green area, which only discovered on the second trip, and, you know, around the pyramid stage, but there wasn't nothing like the amount of stages that there are here now. So this is a whole different kettle of fish, because there's probably about four or five bands that I want to see. And if I see them, great. If I don't, it doesn't really matter. Because, again, as a result of my condition, I kind of go through the motions going to gigs nowadays anyway. So I'll end up going to a gig. This might not be a festival situation, where I go in, pay my money, stand at the bar, and I stare at the back of the heads of people for 3 hours. And then I wonder, why did I actually come here? Because I could have just sat at home and enjoyed this more. But it's the atmosphere, it's the atmosphere. So I don't actually really get to see anything, I just feel it. And obviously if there's a big screen or something, that helps.
And who is the number one band that you're here at Glastonbury 2017 to see?
Probably Future Islands, just because I think their last two albums were really, really good. And in terms of a live band, particularly the lead singer, probably the most charismatic. Somebody probably maybe around the same age as me. I'm in my 40s. I think the lead singer Sam's probably a little bit younger, but just something a bit different and a bit, you know, rather than just four-piece bands, lead singer staring at the floor looking miserable, which had been done, you know, has been rinsed, but somebody who does something slightly maybe theatrical or a bit OTT. And the music's really good as well. And I think they're the best live band that I've never seen. I've watched loads of them on YouTube live. So I've actually got tickets to see them in Brixton in November, but I still wouldn't mind catching them here at the John Peel stage on Friday.
So they better be good. Otherwise, those tickets might feel a little bit like...
Well, in actual fact, I haven't paid for my ticket because I'm working on a stall, but I've taken a week off work, so I might as well have paid for it because I'm self-employed. So, you know, I might as well have paid for my ticket, really. It's the same thing.
But you have covered all bases, and I think you've chosen an absolutely fantastic day to walk around the fields of Glastonbury to get your orientation. The sun is shining. It's a beautiful, warm day. And Liam McGurk, thanks so much for spending time with us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Chris.
RNIB at Glastonbury. encouraging music lovers to look after their eyesight.